I was good. No, I was, you know, the nerves were there a wee bit, but thankfully the boys were playing well. I thought at my time was ready now. I was definitely ready to come on, definitely ready to give my best for Donegal. You know, I had a good learning experience throughout the league. That gave me a good base, but it was good now to get my championship debut out of the way. And it was a great feeling to represent Donegal on the championship day with a big crowd there in the athletic grounds. But now it's up to push on and improve vastly and get a few more appearances under the under
it was belt. Probably the ideal day because Donegal were comfortable enough at that time, you know. You know, maybe if you were thrown in where a game was maybe slipping away or something. Or
yeah, that's true. Maybe a lot of people say it was probably a nice game to come on to, but Armagh were definitely physical. You know, it was a eye opener coming on to the pace of an inter-county championship game. So
was it different to the league?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the atmosphere was a lot more tense, and people were nervous on the outcome of the game, and just a lot more speculation around the game, more build up to the game than the league. But just the fact that they got well ahead now is nice, and the boys, you know, we have so many good players on the team, made it seamless coming onto the pitch.
And Derry now stand between you and placing a semi-final. You know what they're like, you've played them in the league already.
It's going to be a savage test against Derry. You know, they're a very good side. We played them early in the league and we won by a few points with Spare in the end, but this Derry team is a lot different than the Derry team we play in the league. They have the returning slot need players from the All-Ireland Club Championship, so that's going to be a massive boost to them. They have two very informed forwards in Mark Lynch and Owen Bradley, so they're going to pose a massive threat to us. I think this Derry game is going to be a massive game. After getting over Armagh and the athletic grounds, which was a big test, this Derry team is going to provide a lot of challenges for us, and it's something we need to prepare for over the next 10-11 days.
And are you patient enough to still sit on the bench, or would you like to get in?
As every other player in the country, you want to be on the pitch, but the main thing is that we do our best to prepare as best we can for the game. My job as a Donegal player is to make sure I can do all I can to help Donegal win. If that is coming off the bench, if that is starting, or if that is pushing another player in training as hard as I can, as long as it's for the Donegal cause, I'd be happy.
And that probably applies to training, to putting other fellas to the test and giving them good competitive. I'm sure you're thrown in against Big Neil and Michael Murphy, and you're the big man in the reserves.
Like when you're playing maybe the AVB games and training, like, it's up to you to push the men in training. You know, it's your responsibility to make sure training is at the highest level it can be. You know, going out there against the likes, you know, Neil Gallagher, Norm McNeilis around the middle is not an easy job, but it's something you learn from and something you improve from, and hopefully you push them boys to their limits so they have that extra wee edge when they're going out in the championship day. You know,
you still feel you have a bit to learn, do you?
I had a small grounding, you know, compared to some of these boys at underage football. I have a lot to learn in the game. I always have to keep on improving, but I'm confident now that I'll be fit to do a job in any game around the country and at any levels. But it's just looking to improve every night I go out and train, and looking to get that extra wee edge to your game, and just hoping that you can add something to the team on the big day.